Hello, hello. Welcome to Adding Chapters. How is everyone doing after Turkey Day? Hopefully you had an amazing day filled with lots of love, good food, and relaxation. Because those three things are the bomb. But anyways, how is everyone doing? Let's check in, pull up a chair, let's have a little talk. So I hop on because I wanted to talk about having beautiful moments in difficult time. And I know that for some people, it's very hard when you're going through difficult times to have a beautiful moment because you're so wrapped up in surviving the difficult time that even if a beautiful moment occur, you may not spend the time to acknowledge it. You may not even see it because you're in survival mode. But part of life is challenges. And so a lot of times you are having a difficult moment, but you have amazing moments to celebrate. And so I was thinking the other day, I'm like, we as women, strong individuals, you know, we need to give ourselves some credit. We need to love on ourselves and we need to show up for ourselves because, you know, no one will show up for you as you will, right? And no one could save you. You have to save yourself. So you need to celebrate yourself. You need to celebrate those wins. Don't let those dark moments take over those bright, lit, amazing moments that you also have in the difficult times. It's what makes you amazing. That's what makes your chapter incredible. That's what makes your book, you know, like we can't put it down because it's so interesting. So try to give yourself grace and try to make sure you're enjoying every single moment of your season. So, you know, currently I've had some difficult times and difficult moments, and I would probably just say flat out rough season, okay? And so I'm the type of person that if something is happening, I have great friends, but I may not reach out to them and say, hey, I'm having a rough time. I mean, there are times when I like do that, but you know, even with my sister, but sometimes, you know, you're thinking of like, okay, I want to bother someone because they might be going through something too, or you just want to maybe not even acknowledge that moment because it's, you know, could be emotionally draining, it could be hurtful, stress, all the above, you know, just a bad, dark moment. And so we don't really want to bring it to the light. So we tend to not talk about it. And so in this season of my life, I'm learning that I need to unpack a lot of things that I normally try to work through without maybe bringing it to the light. So, I mean, there's got to be, is it just me? It can't be just me, but anyways, I just think like sometimes it's not like you're all of the time you're ashamed of what's happening to you or that you are really concerned with what someone's going to think. Because girl, I am too old. Guys, I am too old. This girl is seasoned, honey. She's mature, okay? And she does not worry about what someone has to say. But I think for me, it's just I told my friend this the other day, like, I have to tell you what is wrong with me in that moment, and I don't feel like telling you is going to fix the problem. Now, don't get me wrong, I love sometimes to vent, you know, sometimes I have to get things off my chest, and I have to just let it go, and you know, sometimes that therapist is not available at the hours that you need them, so you gotta call a friend, okay, ain't shame of it, therapy's good. So, I just, have, I don't know. I just, I'm not that person that I just let you know every time I'm having a bad day. But I'm also that person that if I'm going through a rough time, a difficult season, then I tend to let my my amazing moments go. My, you know, she's got this together moments. She's rocking it moments. Look at her go. Look at her walking into that new season moment. And I'm just like, oh yeah, whatever. It's happening. I'm surviving. I'm going through it. But you know, it's like, no, no, we're not going to do that. We are going to live. We are going to unpack those moments so we don't carry on to the next chapter and the next season with us. And we're going to celebrate our wins, honey. It doesn't matter if you just had a loss. If you had a win that followed that loss, you're going to celebrate it. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to live in that moment and you're going to be like, yes, because you know what? Everything makes up who we are. Everything, our good or bad or indifferent, you know, whatever we're going through, it is who we are. We are all of that and more. So why not embrace it? Let's not hide behind the walls of perfection or, you know, that perfect smile. You know, I learned to tell people now, like, are you having, yes, today is not a good day. Today is a day where it's not good. You know, I'm having a difficult time. And it's okay. You sometimes are saying things to others that they might not even have the capacity to host what you're saying. But the most important thing for you is I never have an expectation. Well, I used to, but I don't now anymore. So if I say something, I just say it. And yes, if that person could, you know, acknowledge it, host it, say hello to it, look at it, whatever. I'm cool with it because when I say it, I don't have an expectation on that person for that person to react a certain way. And that way I'm not disappointed, you know, because you cannot control how someone's going to react to you and how they are going to provide you comfort or how they're going to provide you help. You know, you can ask for help, but you can't really dictate how someone helps you. So no expectation, but let it out, you know, talk about it, unpack it and move on from it. It is not, you know, like making a mistake and having to carry it on chapter to chapter, season to season. It's too much. You are taking up quality space that you could use to invent something incredible, you know, that we'll be over here cheering you on. And so don't utilize your space in that way. You know, unpack the things that don't belong. Leave it where it is. You know, I have a thing where I'm always like, oh, I only do carry-ons. And it's true. Homegirl got to pack whether she's traveling. Well, if my friends listen to this, she's going to die laughing because she knows like half the time my suitcase is breaking out the seams because I can't fit my clothes in there because I pack too much. But yeah, do a carry-on. 2022 is coming up and it's your victory year. It's your recovery year. But you got to start unpacking those things. You got to start letting it go so you could open yourself to incredible, huge, amazing adventures and beautiful moments. But until then, celebrate the small, the big, the indifferent, whatever it is all you, honey, and you deserve it and celebrate it. And while I'm saying that to my audience, I am going to be practicing that as well because I'm a giver, right? I like to serve others. So I tend to attract people that want, that actually like to receive those, like, you know, that has how okay so I attract people that tend to be attracted to servers because they're on the receiving end. It's like a taker, like a giver taker situation. Yeah, so identify that. And so to make that work, you have to set boundaries. And so in my old days, I've learned to set more boundaries than I have in the past and before. So now I set boundaries. But, you know, I do love to give. I'm an amazing giver. I am very thoughtful. And I'm not just like ringing a bell here, guys. I believe that I put a lot of thought into those that are important to me and how I treat them and, you know, how I love on them. But in doing so, I also kind of put my bar down a little bit on how they loved on me and how, you know, what in return, like almost like I gave everyone permission to give me pure minimum because, or basic, because that was accepted by me. So no one had to kind of rise to any level because, you know, when you give people permission to do certain things, honestly, can you blame them? Probably not, because you are accepting it. So I identify that. I saw where I did those things. You know, like I would celebrate someone, and then when it was my time to celebrate something, like crickets, you know. And that's not for everyone, because we always have our ride and die and our people that will show up for us, but you still have to set standards. So like going into 2022, take a look at things that are in your life that you're like, wow, am I doing that? Because honestly, if someone had said that to me, like, oh, you set your bar really low, I'm like, what you talking about? I'm throwing parades for my friends. So what bars? But it's true, because we don't really identify a lot of those things, because if you are a giver, remember, takers have no limit. So you have to now set the boundaries. It's not that you can't be friends with them. You just have to set boundaries. And it's good to set boundaries. Healthy relationships are based on really good boundaries. So don't feel bad about that. But yeah, celebrate your wins. And, you know, just as much as you celebrate others. If you were going to throw a parade for someone because they, you know, popped a balloon, throw a parade for yourself because you picked up the pen and wrote the first chapter of your book. Throw a parade for yourself because you got up from something really heavy, a hard struggle, and you're still standing. Celebrate those things. Those things are meaningful. They're a part of who you are, and you could help someone else by sharing your story. And maybe you don't want to share your story. Maybe you're like, hey, I'm just getting through this, and this is what is helping you yourself, and you don't really feel that you want to share it. That's okay too. But should you not celebrate? Listen, I'm in a celebrating mood, and I don't know. Side notes, you know, I'm a December baby, and I celebrate the whole month. And last year, I kind of was like, you know, not so much, kind of rough. This year, I'm like, I called up all my friends. I'm being very extra, very, very extra. And when they listen to this, they're going to be like, But it's true. I'm being very extra because I deserve to celebrate myself. So I'm going to celebrate myself. Pour a little bit of that celebration I normally give to others all on me. But, you know, I didn't want to be long. I just wanted to tell you, take a moment to enjoy yourself, enjoy your win, love on yourself, be kind to yourself, and celebrate yourself just like you would celebrate others, because you are just as important. And every single page of your chapter is meaningful, and someone will read it one day and be like, wow, or amazed. And maybe you don't want to ever publish your book. And maybe it's just your legacy for your children, or, you know, something for your family. Whatever it is, I'm telling you that it is important. So celebrate it and leave a legacy. But most importantly, for me, live your truth. And that is legacy enough. Because once you get to that point in life, can't nobody tell you nothing. But live your truth. Live your truth. And 2022, we're going to be great. We're going to recover from 2021. People are going to see us. You know, people are going to... Listen, my biggest thing is people that have not been very active in my 2021, when 2022 come around, they have to reintroduce themselves to me. Because in all fairity, I don't know who you are anymore. And you don't know who I am anymore. So we could reintroduce ourselves and decide if, you know, there's going to be any kind of relationships. And sometimes it might not. Let it go. 2022 is your year. So embrace it. Love on it. Encourage the change. Unpack the 2021. And do not let December pass without you doing a self-evaluation on things that you could change and things that you know in your heart have been maybe items that you want to get rid of or things that you want to change in your space to bring you more peace. 2022, we're just celebrating each other, getting together, and just having a grand old time. Because listen, if anything that you should have taken from COVID is that your time is short. We don't know when we're going to go. Life in itself can change in minutes, seconds, and hours. And so live your truth every minute of the day. That will breathe happiness and love on your loved ones, because you just never know. And, you know, be there for those that you care about, because don't wait for them to ask for you. Show up, you know, let them be the one to be like, you're annoying, go away. But show up for them. And so 2021 has taught me to be present. And I have always been present for others. And I've not really been present for myself. And so 2021 has taught me to be present for myself. And you might be listening to this and saying, what is she talking about? But think about it. Just like you would get up when you're exhausted and just at the end of the rope, but you find a little bit more energy to go and do something for someone or do good for someone or bless someone or do something. And then when it comes to you, you're like, I'm so tired. I'm just going to put it off. I'll do it later. I don't want to do it now. Do you show up for yourself? Are you truly loving on yourself? You're the only one that could answer that question. But I have some exciting news coming, and I'm going to share it next time. But this just wanted to jump on and do a check-in after Turkey Day. Make sure everyone didn't overeat the bird. But also just to tell you that, you know, it's a time for celebration. I think we're in a celebration season, and we just all need to love on each other. And so join the community of empowering women. Follow me on youareloved_2021 on IG. And also go to my website, www.addinchapters.com. We could build a great community together, and that is what I'm here for. I love to encourage others, and I just think we could do great things together, and the support pool is large and growing. So get involved, and you know, more to come, and I'm excited about this next chapter. And so I'm definitely looking forward to it, and you should too. I'm sure there are incredible things happening in your life. Just take the time to embrace yourself, love on yourself. Until next time, love, honor, and respect.